Welcome to the show, everyone. This is MIS, our Management Information Science. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. On this episode, we talk about cutting the cord. That's right, getting rid of your cable vision provider and getting all your entertainment through the internet or over the air. Let's go ahead and get started with the show. So one of your New Year's resolutions might be to save a little bit of money. And one way to do that is to cut the cord. That's right, get rid of your cable company or your satellite company or however else, whatever company you may have that sells you entertainment. There's a couple of ways you can go about doing this, and we'll talk about some of the pros and cons with all of these and give you some options. So one thing to do is simply to cancel your Cablevision. You know, Cablevision keeps going up and up each year. A lot of this has to do with retransmission fees for things like NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox. Essentially, those companies charge the Cablevision providers money to rebroadcast what you can get over the air for free. So that's one way that you can kind of save money is just get a pair of rabbit ears or an antenna and pull in television shows over the air for free. There's no charge for this, obviously. You can also get these channels in HD. A lot of people may not realize that, but the Cablevision companies started broadcasting everything in HD several years back. All new TVs are set up with HD tuners built right into them, so you don't need any kind of special equipment to pull in those over-the-air signals. If you have an older television, you may need a box that does some conversion for you. But those boxes are typically not that expensive, and then you can use your older television equipment to do that. So, again, one way to kind of start the whole process is just by getting an antenna that you can use on your television and pull in over-the-air televisions for nothing. Another popular piece of hardware is to get something, a device that connects directly to your television's HDMI port. So these are things like Apple TV or a Roku box or a Google Chromecast. And essentially what they do is they allow you to attach to various services, various internet services, to stream television shows or any kind of shows directly to your television. So there's, like I said, I mentioned some of these devices. Again, that was Apple TV from Apple, Roku, which is its own company, and Chromecast, which is from Google. These are just some of the devices. There's also there's other devices out there. Amazon just came out with one as well. And again, these plug directly into the HDMI port of your television. If you're not sure what HDMI is, it's a little port on the back of your TV, and it accepts input signals from multiple devices, whether it be a DVD player or one of these streaming devices. Typically, they range in price anywhere from the Apple TV is anywhere. I've seen it from $99 to $89 to the cheaper Roku or Chromecast devices anywhere from, I've seen those as cheap as $40. In the case of a Chromecast, it is around $35 to $30. Some people also build their own PCs that are just set up as an entertainment PC. It's really just a regular computer that you can hook up. It's got a special video card that has HDMI output that allows you to plug directly into your TV. But you can also have an optical drive on your PC, so you could watch things like Blu-ray, DVD, play CDs, and then you could also stream movies. It would be, you know, similar to one of those pieces of hardware that I just described, but it would allow you to do a lot of other things as well. Cost on building your own PC could range anywhere from $200 or $300 on the way up to, you know, maybe $1,000 if you really wanted to spend a lot of money, really, you know, putting a lot of extra hardware into it. Now that we've talked a little bit about the hardware, let's talk about some of the software and some of the services that you'll need to connect to if you're going to stream over the internet. Some of the more popular services include Netflix, which has a lot of television content and movies. Again, you can stream directly over the internet with Netflix. Hulu Plus, which is another service mainly for television shows that you'll see a lot of television shows on Hulu Plus. Another popular one is Amazon Prime. This is a newer service, and their offerings have really kind of increased here over the last couple of years. They've got a number of movies, a lot of content. They've got some content from HBO, which they just recently added. A lot of the, HBO's older shows are now on Amazon Prime. So a lot of content on Amazon Prime. And then this last one is one that until recently, you would not be able to get a subscription to this unless you had HBO, and it's called HBO Go. Starting in April of 2015, they will allow you to get this service without purchasing HBO from your cable provider, and you can simply sign up for the service so you can get HBO Go just by buying the subscription. You don't have to have HBO. With all of those other services, again, you can just buy them directly with a monthly fee. They range in price. Netflix will be anywhere from a few dollars a month, depending on when you signed up, anywhere from $8 to $12 a month for those services. So what are some of the pros for cutting the cord? Well, depending on what kind of cablevision subscription you have, but let's pretend it's, you know, maybe $50 or $60 a month. If you multiply that out by 12 months in a year, you'll easily save anywhere from $500 to $600 a month just in cablevision fees. Obviously, if you pay more than that per month for your subscription services for cable, then you're going to be saving a lot more. The other thing that's nice as far as the pros go, you watch what you want when you want to watch it. So you don't have to worry with streaming. You don't have to worry about trying to record things. You don't have to worry if your DVR fails or if you don't get home in time to watch something. You just watch what you want to watch when you want to watch it. And with a lot of these services, there's very few, if any, commercials, so you get to skip past those as well. So as with anything, there's also some cons involved. You do need to be a little bit technically savvy to set some of this stuff up. They've made it fairly easy to connect to your home wireless for a lot of those pieces of hardware that I mentioned. But it does take a little bit of figuring out which device is right for you, making sure the right apps are on there that you want to watch for the services. So if you buy something like Apple TV, is it going to have all of the services that you want to watch? Does it have Netflix? Does it have Hulu? Does it have HBO Go? Each of them is a little bit different, so you need to find the one that's best for the services that you want to watch. So that's something else to think about. Another big con too for a lot of people is live sports. ESPN, for example, doesn't have any kind of streaming service that allows you to not have ESPN and still stream. I know there is an ESPN app, but oftentimes you have to have a cable subscription to be able to connect to that application and use it. You simply can't use the ESPN app without already having cable. So that's another con. So those are some of the cons associated with it. To help with that, what a lot of people do is they'll do multiple things. They will have multiple services. They'll have things like Netflix and maybe Amazon Prime or Hulu Plus. So they'll pick multiple services and watch those. They'll also go with some over-the-air television as well. So they'll augment, you know, their services with live television from like ABC, NBC, CBS, and a lot of times those are going to be your live sporting events, Olympics, those types of things that allow you to watch some of those sports in real time. So I don't know if there's any one service that's going to be perfect for everybody. Oftentimes you're going to want to be able to watch various services or live television via an antenna. So I don't think that any one solution is the best. I think really it's going to be a combination of three or four services, which again makes it a little tricky for people to try and figure out, okay, do I want to watch this service, service A or service B? Do I want to watch things over the air? So sometimes that can be a little bit confusing for folks as to, you know, switching back and forth between the various devices. You know, you would need potentially multiple HDMI inputs on your television if you want to have multiple pieces of hardware, multiple software components or services like HBO Go or Amazon Prime, and then you would have to pay for multiple subscriptions. However, you get to kind of pick and choose what subscriptions you want, which ones you want to pay for, what hardware you want to pay for, versus having the cable company dictate to you, you know, you have to, you know, now you're going to have this television channel, you know, whether you want it or not, it comes with your Cablevision package, and you may never watch that channel, which is a big complaint that a lot of people have. So hopefully this was a sort of a primer for you to kind of look into different hardware and some different services if you're thinking about cutting the cable in 2015. As always, thanks for listening.